In the 1700s, Jonathan Edwards preached a sermon entitled, Praise One of the Chief Employments of Heaven. In other words, in heaven, most of what goes on, all of what goes on, is praise to God, be it song or serving or work. And the theme of the sermon was that heaven's praises motivate our praises on earth. So we join in with what's going on in heaven when we turn and praise to give praise to God. And when you think about it, it's probably one of the best parts of your walk with Christ when you give thanks and praise to Him. In a church service I may have shared before, I'd much rather hear songs and praises than sermons and teaching. Sermons and teaching are great, they're necessary and good, but praises and thanks really are often more God-focused and God-centered. And that must be the fault of the preachers often, but that's nevertheless the case. But in Edward's sermon, listen to what he said about some of the scriptures that we just heard about praising to God in heaven and then on earth. There's a holy cheerfulness in the blessedness of the society of heaven. And you're invited there by Jesus and because of his work on the cross. People praise God in heaven because they see God, as Jesus promised. Blessed are the peacemakers, they shall see God. God in heaven enjoys infinite happiness, and he graciously shares that with people in heaven and on earth. God gives people in heaven full enjoyment of himself. That's something we anticipate. A proud person gives praise to himself. A Christian gives praise to God. Christians in heaven praise God. They're joined in the everlasting song by Christians on earth. And Christians on earth, we praise God by our words, by our works, and in our songs. As a body of believers, you are connected to heaven's praise. Edwards is saying here that right now in time, and for thousands of years really, people like Moses, Abraham, David, Isaiah, Mary, Deborah are praising God and enjoying Him. And when we praise God, we join that wonderful choir. They say, come on, join us and praise the Lord together. And then on to the Bible passages that Joe read. Psalm 111, to God belongs eternal praises. Eternal praises. Praise means to boast, celebrate, give thanks, speak well of. Things we don't do enough of, one to another, but God invites us to give praise and thanks to Him. We're really created to love Him in that way. Praising God involves our heart, soul, mind, and strength. So it is a form of obeying the first commandment, loving God with everything we are. God's Word says, praise to God is from everlasting to everlasting. So before the universe was created, somehow God received great praise. And all his works in what he has created give praise to him. The sun, the moon, the stars are often illustrations of his love. As Chris sang, God's love, faithful as the rain. When God created those things, God's word says God saw that it was good. So creation praises God. And then after he creates Adam and Eve, he looks at everything and he says, and God saw that it was very good. So somehow, when people showed up, God said, now here come some very good praises, which is true about your soul and my soul when we put our trust in Christ. And so to God belongs eternal praise, praising him all the time or each moment in some manner, even if our praise comes in terms of trusting tears, our praise to God. And the New Testament parallel to that truth of praising God all the time, rejoice in the Lord always. And I'm sure when you hear phrases like that, you and I ask good questions like, during my times of pain or struggle or loss or doubt, I don't praise God very well. I think God understands that because he created pain also. And, pain is to serve as a time of turning to God, asking for help, won't necessarily be a time of great praise. God's word says, listen to my cry for help, that I may yet praise God. So we might not be able to praise God right at this moment, but soon we will. I will yet praise him. King David prayed, God, you have turned my wailing into dancing. So there's two very intense things. And when he was wailing, he wasn't dancing. And when he was dancing, he was done wailing. Okay, so both of those experiences are going to be a part of our walk with God. And you think of this illustration with a great honor to Jesus. When Jesus was on the cross, there's no record of him praising God. There's record of him being concerned for people. There's record of him crying out to God, I thirst. I feel forsaken. There's record of trust. Into your hands I commit my spirit. But on the cross, Jesus doesn't quote any psalms of praise. Maybe he said those quietly. They weren't recorded. But I think it shows us that sometimes in life, there'll just be times to wait to praise. He certainly praised God when his work was done. And so, as Christians, you and I can know praises to God in the Bible are very helpful. But we want to look in the Word and rightfully apply it to our hearts and people's hearts based on their need. In other words, when somebody's in a great amount of pain or a great amount of trouble, good verses to share with them are, cast your cares on God, he cares for you. Or, you know, God will never leave you nor forsake you. Or, God does love you and has sent Jesus, those kind of things. And verses like, give thanks in all circumstances. Or, this is the day the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Probably definitely not good to be shared with people in a great amount of trouble or pain. Again, they will yet praise God. But the Bible's very realistic in its portrait of praise. Okay, it doesn't create fantasy situations where you praise God when it's inappropriate to do so for the other person. Trust is a great praise also. And so praising God will continue from his people. Now, that being said, there are examples in the Bible of people who praise God in the midst of great trouble. King David worshiped God after the death of his son because he knew that God would bring David to his son in heaven. So there was a measure of comfort. And people who lose loved ones, go to a funeral, they know that praising God can help bring healing. The Apostle Paul praised God when he was in prison. When Israel fought battles under various leaders, Joshua and Jehoshaphat in particular, often when they would go into the battle, before they fought the battle, they were instructed to give praise to God. And they were outnumbered greatly. It looked like they were going to lose for sure. But the people praised God anyway. They said, give thanks to God for his love endures forever. And that helped them trust God in the midst of the battle and watch God as he would win the battle for them. So praising God before the battle is good. Praising God after the battle in his time. In the midst of pain, don't expect that from yourself. If you can do that, great. If you don't do that, there's Bible precedent for not doing that. Do that later. And remember Job, he praised God in chapter 1. The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. But he did spend the next chapters 3 through 37 pretty much saying, God, I hate this, I don't like this, and where in the world are you? Okay. So that's a realistic picture of praise in the midst of trouble. And yet he did yet praise God. And so what can we take away from the wonderful experience of praise takes place in heaven continuously? We get to join in that, doing that this morning. And then, of course, with our works, with our words, throughout the week. We praise God for the sake of His honor alone. And it's when you think about it, when you give honor to a loved one, it's just such a great thing, whether it's a birthday party or some gift you want to acknowledge to them. We do that with the Lord. And, you know, God invites us to. He said, just spend time with Him. Sometimes just praise Him. Don't ask Him for anything. You know, we say, well, let's pray because we need things. But sometimes, most of the time, praying is God-focused to praise God, our Father in heaven, for yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Praise God for what He means to you, His faithfulness, His mercy, His gift of heaven in the future, His Holy Spirit guiding you day by day, His Bible, His church, all the good parts of who He is. And then think of God's great works to praise Him. They're certainly massive every day. First, we live in the shadow of the cross, Jesus' greatest work, where His forgiveness was there. And we say, thank you, Jesus. You did die for me. You're a king who has conquered death for us. Thank God for His daily bread. Thank God for His mission work, spreading His word all around the world in spite of the slowness of God's people and many times. And we could think to ask the question, did anything good happen to us this week? If so, it's from God. And to answer the question, well, certainly good has happened to us this week. God has loved us 100% and taken 100% delight in us. Isn't that amazing? That, I'd say that's a pretty good thing that happened to us. And you say, well, but other people don't treat me that way. Oh, they just have to catch up with God's agenda for your life in giving gladness about you. So praise God to honor Him. And then secondly, praise God. You may have noticed my notes up here. I get my vision adjusted here. So that'll improve. Praising God brings health to your soul. Praising God does bring health to your soul. Heard this on the news, so it has to be true. It was on a Christian station, so maybe even so. But at Harvard University, they did a study on the effects of worshiping God, going to church, on people's life and thoughts and how they did. And so what they discovered, you know, Harvard, they like to study funny things, but they said for people who go to church on a very regular basis, let's say every Sunday, they're 20 to 30% healthier than those who don't go to church. That's a pretty big number, 20 to 30%. And they live 20 to 30% longer than those who don't go to church. So can you imagine, you know, a health company coming up with a pill that you took. If you take this pill once a week, just once a week now, okay, you're going to be 20 to 30% healthier, and you're going to live 20 to 30% longer. People would say, oh, I got to be there, you know. Give me some of that. Well, with worship, of course, we go for God, but the effects are very real, aren't they? They're very real. They're very practical, and God is good to meet us, somehow praising Him. Gives better mind, better heart, better work habits, and so on. And number three, praising God sincerely on earth is a sure sign that you will be going to heaven by the grace of God and praising Him forever. Okay, it's a sure sign. You praise God on earth because you really anticipate praising God perfectly in heaven. And we can think of your own life. You know, does God look down on us and say, oh, they're my sons and daughters? Yep, there they are. They're praising me again because they're going to be doing this forever. And they're going to be following me all the way to heaven. And because of what Jesus did for them? Or does God look at us and say, well, there are our people, and they do not praise me? And it's not just because of the pain. Just in all our thoughts, God had, there's no room for him. But when we don't praise God, it's a sure sign that we aren't going to heaven. Because to know God is to love God. And to know God is to praise God. So Jesus, one preacher said, Jesus will take us from self-centered complaint to God-glorifying praise. And someone says, when you meet Jesus, Jesus puts you in your place and a song in your mouth. Okay. So it's good to be set before the Lord, set God before our mind, keep our mind on him with his help. And even if sometimes, one good author said this, when it's hard to praise, just say a short prayer, Lord, you're good. And they said, especially if you pray, Jesus, I trust you, then heaven is really praised when you say that. Jesus, I trust you. And try talking to the Lord like that in praises. And you'll be joining heaven's choir when you and I do that. Let's all pray together. Lord, thank you for the gift of praise and thanks to you. It seems when we were young, we did this freely. It was enjoyable. We think of songs we knew probably when we were new Christians, and then on into this time of our lives. But also keep us in the reminder that our words do praise you in terms of love expressed, truth expressed. Our works certainly praise you, whether we're cleaning dishes or cutting the lawn or fixing a broken item or listening to a person. This gives praise to you. And the different times we praise you, Lord, each of us, thank you we could praise you at church. Thank you we could praise you in family life. We learn how to praise you in weddings. Lord, we learn how to praise you in a difficult way at funerals. And we praise you as a nation. We praise you in our devotions. We praise you, Lord, when we rest. And thank you, we could praise you in prayer and song. Give many praises to you, Lord, in the hearts of your people. And just that good thundering chorus that heaven has, we could join in. Just encourage each one here. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.